Now we are on the fifth step, isn't it?
Okay, fifth step is to turn the request to turn the Dharma wheel.
Okay, so that's turning the Dharma wheel, requesting the merit to turn the Dharma wheel is to, once you praying like that way, then you will get more opportunity to listen to Dharma all in your life or next life. So that's why, so you have to keep the, after the visualizing the merit field, you have to keep on the praying to turn on the Dharma wheel. So, okay. Now that if just like that, so to keep on the asking to turn the Dharma wheel, what you have to do is mentally you have to pray and ask the merit field to keep the turn on the Dharma wheel. Okay. Okay. Then so it's just like that, because the reason why we pray like that, it's the very simple. When you look back at the Buddha's time, you can see that the Buddha have two very good students. So the Buddha's best student, and then it really, okay, so look at the Buddha's student, Sariputra. So people ask the Sariputra that why he was so fortunate to receive all of your teaching all the time. So Buddha have asked that because the previous life, so the Sariputra's previous life was walking in the temple, one temple. Then he saw the drawing of the Buddha in that temple. Yeah, so that time when he saw the drawing of the Buddha, he was so devoted when he was seeing the drawing of the Buddha in that temple. So what happened is that when he was looking at the drawing of the Buddha's temple, so he was so devoted to that drawing of the Buddha. So while he was seeing that, he was devoted, and when he was seeing all these drawings, so he thought that I should have that opportunity to meet that like this Buddha, like this person. So while he was thinking like that, the result of that, he was born as the Buddha's time, as the Buddha's student. So that is the reason that the Buddha told that is the reason that why the Shariputra got fortunate to hear the oldest Buddha's teaching. Okay, So that's why whenever you, after the visualizing the merit field, then you have to request the merit field to turn on the Dharma wheel. Okay. Okay. So that's the Dharma wheel. Okay. So then after that, what you have to visualize is, then afterward, what you have, after the requesting the merit field to turn on the Dharma wheel, then you have to visualize that the merit field has accepted your request. Okay. Now the one thing what you have to do is that I think it's fifth or what? That's the fifth we are talking about. Sixth or yeah, sixth is that's the sixth. So that's why the one main point you have to understand is that whenever you start requesting the merit field, first you have to request that on the center of the merit field. Center of the merit field. Okay, center of the merit field. Then after the requesting, you should visualize or you should think that the merit field accepted your request. Okay. Then the seventh is, I think, dedication. Seventh is the dedication is like that dedication that you have to visualize, or the, you have to think that the dedication that whatever that you have merit you have accumulated should dedicate towards the achieving the Buddhahood, sake of all of the sentient beings. So one of the dedicating, what you have to do is that you have to think that dedicate that what you have to think is that you are just whatever the merit you have accumulated, that merit should dedicate towards the achieving the Buddhahood for the sake of all of the sentient beings. Okay. Now that whatever the merit you have accumulated, you have to think the same thing. Okay. You have to just dedicate towards all of the sentient beings. So whatever you have dedicated, whatever that you have accumulated merit, you have to think the same. Okay, you have to just So what you have to do is that what you have to do is that what you have to do is that
whatever the merit you have accumulated, you have to think that you have to dedicate that merit toward the all of the sentient beings' welfare. Okay, so that is the seventh step and the most important, also one of the most important part. Okay, now it's also quite easy, isn't it? Yeah. So draw one. Okay. So that's why now the it's a seventh step is just dedicating. Okay. So whatever the merit you accumulated, you should dedicate that merit. Otherwise, when you generate the anger, that anger will destroy the your merit. Okay. Yeah. So. What we can do is that. Now the every the merit what you have accumulated, so it is just like that. The once you have not dedicated, then it can be destroyed easily. Once you dedicate the your merits, then it cannot be destroyed at all.
So that's the seventh step. Okay. So now I think you all remember the seventh step.
So all the seventh step is quite easy. So now the first seventh step is quite easy. So now. Once you have to follow the seven step at the morning, you just follow the seven step by one by all by systematically. Okay, one, first, second, third, systematically. Later, you can just practice any of the these steps. Yeah. At the morning, you have to once time you have to follow it the very, the systematically. Okay. Later on, you don't have to follow the systematically. Okay. Then you can follow the any time. Okay, whatever your wish. Okay. So that's why the most important thing is the systematic is the most important thing at the first time, okay, morning time. So in the daytime you can practice the whatever you feel the easy, okay. Now do one thing, okay. Now the seventh step practices. What most important thing is what you have to do is the dedication. Okay, whatever the practice among the seven steps, if you do at the daytimes, you should combine that with the dedication. Okay, for yourself.